Yo, what up? It's your boy Too Cool. I just want to come give y'all a little public service announcement. Been a little minute, I think the last time I recorded something was like back in October. So for the ones that don't know me, I am visually impaired. I was born premature. I was born with RP, retinopathy of prematurity, which means I was I came 5 months early. I was born a preemie, so my vision didn't develop all the way. So I have sight in my right eye and also sight in my left eye. So around Halloween time of last year, I woke up and my vision was blurry. And I ain't really thinking of it. I'm thinking it's just like, you know, your vision just be blurry from sleeping. So I had the same incident back in 2011 and 2014. Back then, in 2011, I was in school and the same thing happened. It came and went away, but when it came back, I was in a whole other class. So I went to the front office, called my mom. She took me to the doctor. They was like, you have old blood in the back of your eye that's building up, covering the front pupil of your eye to make it hard for me to see. So I was like, just kind of like shocked. I didn't really know what that meant until they was like, we're going to give you some drops and then see what happened. So I was like, all right. So next couple of days, you know, it's good. It went away. And then like a day later, blurriness came back. So they did an injection and it really didn't do nothing. So I had to wait like a whole another 2 days or something like that. And I had to come back in. I told them, I was like, it still ain't working. So it was like, we're gonna go do surgery. So they did surgery. I was down for about like a month. I didn't really know what to expect. I thought like, you know, thought I was losing my vision, but it's just like a freak accident that happened. So I was good for about 2011. I was good for a couple years. In 2014, I just out of nowhere, it happened again. And this time that it happened, I think I was out of town. And I woke up on a Sunday morning and all I seen was red and blurriness. So I was like, oh man, this is different from the first time. So I had to wait till the next week to call the doctor, let him know what was going on. So he came in and did surgery immediately. So I wasn't as scared or I wasn't as nervous as I was the first time because I already knew what to expect. So did the surgery, got all the old blood out. They pretty much said the same thing, like, they ain't know where's this old blood keep coming from and why it keep coming back. They just know they gotta get it up out of there. So fast forward to now, that Sunday. Man, that's crazy. Most of these incidents happen on a Sunday. So fast forward to October 2019. Blurriness. Called her daughter. Go down there. They was like, yep, the blood came back. So we gotta wait till the doctor come in next week to see what he wanna do. So he came in. He gave me some drops. Did the first injection. The first injection really didn't do nothing. And waited for about a month. Went back down there, let them know. I was like, I want to go ahead and let's just do the surgery, get this blood out, and see what happened. He's like, well, it's kind of clearing up, so I want to just try do another injection. I was like, all right. So I had 3 injections in all. The second injection, it worked a little bit. Like, it took away some of the blurriness, but I still got a little blurriness in me. So, and the thing was, from the first time I went, my eye pressure was up. It was like 30. Second time I went, my eye pressure went down to like 26 or 28. So the third time I went to get this injection, that injection really didn't work. So my eye pressure was still like at a 20 something. So this last time I went to the doctor, that was in January. Yes, January. My air pressure went down to 18, almost back to where it needed to be. As far as like between like a 15 and 16, it went down to 18. And I was telling them, I was like, yeah, it still has some blurriness. Like my vision's blurry. Like, you know how you take a shower and it's just like real, real steamy. That's how it looks to me. Like I can see a little bit, but I can't see as much. And my retina is still attached, so I'm not losing my sight or nothing like that. So he was like, just give it some time and we'll see what happens. So that's what I've been dealing with from October until now. A lot has been happening as far as like music. We had a lot of music drop. So I will be doing more reviews coming soon, stuff like that. So yeah, just wanted to give y'all an update, let y'all know I ain't forget about y'all, and I'll be having some more content coming soon. Stay tuned. Go like the page, Too Cool for TV, the number 2, K-O-O-L, the number 4, TV. That's on Facebook and IG.